somebody that gets as tongue tied as I do. Anyhow, thank you, Henny. And as you well know, I do work at the Free Pregnancy Center, and I work with the kids, and that's my heart. But also, I have to share how I met this lady. And she's been a part of my life for many years here. But when my husband Les passed, things were tough, you know. And I was sitting at home, and I was thinking, God, where is everybody that we ministered to? I was feeling so alone. My phone rang, and it was Sherry. I had never met her, but we supported the pregnancy center in prayer. We were prayer warriors, and we were in the truck, and we would pray in the truck and supporters. And she called me, and she just said that God had really put me on her heart that we really had not met. And then she started encouraging me to come down to the center for training, knowing that I was a teenage bride, and that was also my heart, was to be able to minister to teenagers. And so that was why I went for the beginning for the training. The first time I went, I told her, I said, Sherry, I know I'm not ready for this. I had been on the front lines before, and I knew I was not ready for it. So I went back in the fall, took the training again, and then that was when I heard about Pam Stenzel and the STDs and all that kind of stuff. And I said, Sherry, somebody needs to get out to the schools. Somebody needs to get out there. I did not know that they were contemplating hiring somebody for a position like that. So she shared with me, and that was how I got started at the pregnancy center. And Sherry and I have been sisters in Christ ever since, and that love just continues to grow. And I want to ask you to please, please pray for those, especially that are at the head of the ministry. Sherry is the head of our ministry. And she has been under attack. Her and her family. Her husband was sick on their vacation. What's that stuff he had?
Vertigo.
Vertigo. Very bad. And, in the Grand Canyon. And yeah, so he had that while they were out there, and then she fell, and she hurt her good hip. She's already had a hip replacement, but she fell and hurt her good hip and her arm, and she was a mess. And I pray for her that she's better, you know. Yeah. She was, but she doesn't stop. She just keeps going, limping down the hallway, you know. And we will tell her, Sherry, sit down, you know. But she doesn't. She keeps going. Anyway, I love her dearly, and I'm going to let her take over. And I love you, Sherry. This is Sherry Bixler. She's the exec director at the Pregnancy Center for what, 14 years? 16 years. I've been there 14. She's, okay, all right. Sherry Bixler.
Thank you. All right, she got to tell a story. I'm going to tell a little story. First year we went off to conference together, there were four staff, and we got to all go to Nashville together. It was quite a journey we had down there. And we got to stop at a place that had been very special to Ruth and to Les, and tugged on her heart. And just a lot of things happened during that conference. But to save money for the center, we all four shared a room, which means two in each of the beds, probably a double bed, I don't know, queen, maybe whatever it was. And Ruth and I happened to be sharing a bed together, and the administrative assistant and the client services director shared a bed. Ruth's position is, it changes, but it was absence coordinator, absence director. And I heard the little gal over on the other bed laughing, and we were trying to go to sleep, lights were out, and I asked her, you know, what's so funny? She says, I just got this picture in my mind that our absence director is sleeping with the executive director. Oh, that we got a chuckle off of that. But then as I lay there praying for each one of us, we're non-denominational. We have many denominations that are a part of the center. And before I came to the center, one of the workers was praying for a spirit-filled charismatic, and another was praying for a fundamental Baptist. I guess I'll call myself a Spirit-filled Baptist. I go to a Baptist church, and I absolutely love your worship music and all your worship time. It's not just music. It's an experience. I just love that. So, but as I laid there thinking and praying for each one of us, the administrative assistant is Mennonite and very reverent in her observation of prayer time in that. And I, going to a Baptist church, maybe had for a while my elbows, Baptist elbows, Velcroed to my side as I praised. And the client services gal went to a Reformed church, but also sometimes would go to an E-free church, so she had one elbow and one up. And you know where Ruth was. So I just saw us from... Yeah, and all together, we truly, you know, it's a ministry love. Ruth and I will just call each other. We know when to pray for one another, and things like that happen. Well, I do want to share with you a non-typical day, but there's not a typical day at the Pregnancy Center. As Pam knows, she served as one of our workers there for some time, and we have a great friendship. Mary, Penny, I just thank you all for your involvement in the ministry at the center. But recently, we're going through renovation. If you come visit us this afternoon during our open house, 1 to 3, you'll see what is now. But it was very, I don't know the word to describe for it, but as the brokenness, as you song about broken, I felt quite broken during that. Everything that I had brought in there for 16 years was taken out. And I believe the lies of the enemy for a while that, that I was being removed also. That was the lies of the father of the lies. But because of where we were at, you know, I got to that point. And so I got beyond that. It wasn't an easy journey, but I got beyond that and to a time of a humbling time of realizing that our God is so awesome. He is so in control. And he has it all covered, no matter what we're going through. He has it and us covered. And I'm thankful for that. But on this particular day, we had just the weekend before we left, had gotten the furnishings. We'd been just chairs in the reception area for several weeks, and our furniture had come. On Monday of that week, we didn't have a client. Sometimes we'll have 20 clients a day, but we had not a client on Monday. On Tuesday, I have two clients all day. I'm going to call them Client A and Client B. And Client A came in at about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I was at my computer working, and I heard her tell the receptionist that her little one was almost a year old, and she had a lot of things that she didn't need anymore, and we had given them to her, and she'd like to give them back to us. Well, everything in the center is like all over the place. Storage-wise, we've got every corner filled with what has to go back somewhere, has to go out or something, and the thought of everything a baby needs coming back in at this point kind of scared me. So I left my desk and I got up, and she recognized me right away. She was joyed to have her positive pregnancy test. She was very happy to be a mom and was thankful for what we had done for her. We had given her all these items. So she was happy to see me, and we talked a little bit, and I said, you know, don't you have a friend or a neighbor or somebody in your family that you know that's going to have a baby that could use these things? And she said, no, nobody I know is having babies. Well, that sentence just took me to a place that the board meeting before, we had had, and during the month before that, month of March, we'd had no babies being born. So when we had our report, it showed no babies for that month. And I don't ever remember in the 16 years of there being a time when we had not had any babies. And a concern of mine is that the girls are taking the abortion pill. Not that they're not getting pregnant, but they're taking the abortion pill, and they're not having babies. And so I said to her, because we have this relationship, I said to her, can I ask you a question? I said, I do have a concern. We're not having as many babies being born that we're aware of here. Do you think it's possible that they're taking the abortion pill? And right away she said, oh, yes, they are. She said, I know they are. She said, I was walking down my street the other day with my little one, and I saw this girl that I know she has two kids, and I could tell that she had a little baby bump, so she was beginning to show, and I congratulated her. I was so excited she was having a baby. And she says, well, I can't have another baby. She said, I'll be ending this pregnancy. And Client A says, oh, she said, I'll take your baby. You know, she did whatever she could to get her to choose life and have that baby. But she didn't feel that she was successful. And I said, you know, let's pray for her. So we went over, the very first client, to sit on our new furniture. And Emily had been in the back. That's our client, our center director. And she knew about this concern that we had. She joined us. One of my client educators joined us. And then the receptionist and the administrative assistant. So there were five of us with her on the couch by me. And we prayed for this gal that was expecting this baby that thought her only option would be to end the pregnancy. And we just prayed for God to touch her heart and for her to choose life in some way. But the client A says, you can have my phone number, and if you know of anybody that needs baby things, you know, just have her call me. It didn't have to be confidential. She let us have her number, and she left. And within less than 2 hours, maybe an hour, I was at the front desk. The receptionist had left, I believe, and a girl came to the desk that I had never seen before, and she wanted to check out our services. She said, I've never been here before, and I'd like to check out your services. So I gave her this service sheet. She checked what she wanted, and the client educator I had was busy with someone else, so I thought, well, I'll take her and start her intake and then let the gal have her. So we went into the only room that was available, and I began to get the information from her. And when I got down on the list, I saw that she had checked abortion. And I said, is that something you're considering? Because she had two kids, and she was just a beautiful girl, and just everything seemed so sweet about her. And she shook her head yes. I said, would you be willing to stay and watch a DVD that we have for women that were trying to decide what to do with their pregnancy and wish there'd have been a place like this before they made the decision what they were going to do? And she said yes. So we have a universal sign at the center when we have an abortion-minded client, and it, you just show this to people, and they know abortion pray. And I had been able to make that sign before I put in the DVD and handed her the remote. She sat in the chair, and I said, now you can stop this at any time you want. About 10 minutes into it, even though she had the control, she said, you can stop it. And I turned it off, and she said, I can't do that. It was testimony from women that many of them were in prison garb that wished somebody would have told them before they made the decision to abort about the after effects, post-abortion syndrome. And these women were telling their story now, and she was, as she was hearing this, she realized that she couldn't do it. She immediately realized that God had brought her in, and that she had gotten the information she needed to choose life, and she just wanted to talk about it. I mean, it was just like a change came over her. She knew she couldn't abort, and she was ready to talk about it. And I said to her, I said, you know, I said, I know this is a private thing. I said, but the ladies that are in the center, they, whether they're staff or volunteers, they come here every day in hopes that we'll be able to help someone make this decision. And I said, would you be willing to tell them? Oh, yeah, she said. So we go into the front desk right where client A had been standing. This is now client B. And where client A had been standing. And she began to tell them just what had happened, that she had thought she was going to abort. You know, she knew she couldn't do that. And then I thought, you know, client A was going to give somebody all their baby things. Hers were a little older, and she didn't have any baby things. Let's call client A and find out if she will give her those things. So when I said to the girls, we are confidential about names because we wouldn't want to betray anybody, but because she had given me her name and she was going to be able to call her, I said, what was her name? And when she said her name, the girl just kind of stood. She said, I just met her on the street, and she told me that she would take my baby and that I shouldn't. I mean, like an hour earlier, we were praying for her. She had never been to the center, and God brought her in and saved that little baby's life. We went back to the couch where client A had sat, and client B now sits there. And by this time, Emily has come back. She missed the first telling of it. First was to me, the second was to the girls. So we sit down again. She tells again, and each time she tells it, she's getting more excited about God bringing her here and saving this life. And then before the day was over, the three times now she's told it, she didn't want to leave. I mean, she was just like in a little cocoon or a little nest there with us. But the one of our girls that was there before the center even was, Sue Caney, Dr. Caney's wife, is a volunteer. And she started the ministry of the Freeport Pregnancy Center in Freeport. And her shift was from 12 to noon that day, but she had something come up. She said, I'll come when I get done. It happened to be about 2:30. We close at 3. And Sue came. I said to B, she really needs to hear this. Would you tell her? Oh, yeah. She told her. And then she said, well, I got to go now. I got to go find A and thank her for letting me do this. So that was not a typical day, but an amazing day. Did you know that? Did I tell you that? Okay, Ruth's here and there. We get so busy at the center sometimes we don't get to share all this stuff. But it never ceases to amaze me, and I hope it encourages those of you that are pro-life. All of you are pro-life. I know you are. And support through prayer, through your giving, your baby bottles that are due back Father's Day, that all goes in to be there so those lights will stay on and that work will continue, and we will continue to share not only the good news of Jesus Christ, but hope for the unborn, and as Ruth gives, for purity of life. So I just thank you all, and if any of you have 1 to 3 o'clock this afternoon that you'd like to come and see that renovation, that is absolutely gorgeous, and it was a battle, but it was a battle worth fighting. 25 years we're celebrating the Pregnancy Center. There is an article Mary brought in to me today. I laid it out on your table out there that some of you may see that if you have not yet seen it. But if I could, I'd like to pray for your church body. May I do that? Precious Father, I do. I thank you for these beautiful believers in you and in the creation of life. And oh, how I love being here and just worshiping with them and praying and just loving you with them, God. It is so evident their love for you and their desire that others come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior and have an eternity with you and forgiveness of sins. And God, also their hearts to support your work within this community. I just pray that you would richly bless this body of believers, this church, and each and every one representing Eastgate Church, Christian Church. Thank you, sweet Jesus. In your precious name I pray. Amen. And I do have to go back and plug in the coffee, so, and a few other things. So.